The sermon you are about to listen to is a Stream Globe Word Encounter sermon by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. Be blessed as you listen and kindly share with a friend. You can contact us by visiting our website www.streamglobe.org.
It is holiness that will make you not be able to use your... The Bible says, don't you know that your body is the temple of God? How can you therefore take the body of the temple of God and join you with the harlot? There are many things you will not be able to do with your mouth and with your body and with your mind, because there is an understanding that your body has been set aside for Jesus. Your mouth, and you know, it's the highest privilege that there is to be set aside for God's use. Now, listen to me. There are measures of powers that cannot flow except you have entered into the realm of holiness. Righteousness is right standing with God. It is a gift. It's not every righteous person that is holy, but every holy person is first of all righteous. And it is only when there is holiness, there are energy levels that can only flow through a holy life. There are spiritual energy levels that can only flow. If they flow through a life that is not holy, it will destroy that life. So God will not allow such energy levels to flow. See, there are some films as you grow, because holiness is a journey, is a walk. As you grow in holiness, there are some films that you will no longer be able to watch. And the reason why you just discover that you are no longer, I don't know, the walking of the Holy Spirit. It's just, you may not even have had that conversation with anybody. It's just the walking, just yielding to the feelings of the Holy Spirit. You know that you are not supposed to watch that movie. And why? The kissing in that movie is too much. And therefore the spirit that inspired that movie is not a good spirit. And so you discover that you are no longer able to watch that movie. And then the time will come in your walk with God in holiness that it is with different people. You will just discover that you cannot even watch any movie again. If the movie was not a movie that was produced by people that have a kingdom agenda, you can't watch it. But this is not, you don't legalize. Holiness is not something you do when someone comes and say, hey, you want to be holy, do this. Now, there's a spiritual principle behind that. And I would love to explain it to you if I have the liberty in the spirit. Because you may not have something, you may not have attained to something in the realm of the spirit. But you can attain to it by obedience, not by okay. How many of you understand how sorcery works? You know, there is witchcraft, there is sorcery. How sorcery works? Because basically what they try to do in sorcery is that they try to use physical things. Believe it or not, they try to use physical things to manipulate spiritual things. So they take something and do it like this, do it like this, do it like this, do it like this. And by doing it like this, some spiritual things are happening. Do you understand what I'm saying? They take some things, some leaves, some roots, some things, mix them together. And by mixing them together, it conjures some kind of negative spiritual power. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They try to use, because most spiritual reactions are reversible. For those of us who understand chemistry, you know what is a reversible reaction is. The arrow is not one. It's like this, two arrows. Now, what a reversible reaction is that if you put salt in water, and salt mixed with water, that's a reversible reaction. Because you can still get the salt out of the water. If you allow the water to evaporate, the water will become pure H2O again, and the salt will be salt again, sodium chloride. But you see, there are reactions that are non-reversible reactions. For example, if you burn wood, the wood will come from calcium, pure calcium, or something like that. That is a non-reversible reaction. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the relationship between the physical and the spiritual, most of them are reversible. Not all, but most of them are reversible. And sorcery tries to take advantage of the physical side to control the spiritual side. And that's why they learn it. If you want to see a very good sorcerer, he went to school, to their own. He was learning, he was an apprentice under somebody. Why am I saying all of that? I'm trying to explain to you how that there are some things that are a product of spiritual reality. For example, if you spend time with God long enough, like Moses, you will get to a point where you will spend time with God for 3 days and three nights, and you will not know that you have spent that long with God. Therefore, you will not need to eat. I hope I'm not talking over your head. Please, can you help me reduce? So, there is a spiritual dimension that you will enter into that will make you to stay out of food. Food will become a distraction. Do you understand what I'm saying? But yet, there is also... Now, so what wise people that are wise in spiritual things understand is that if you enter that spiritual dimension made you to stay out of food, to stay away from food. If you stay away from food, you can also easily enter that spiritual dimension. Are you understanding? The first instance, it was the staying away from food was triggered by a spiritual dimension. But in the second instance, the spiritual dimension was triggered by staying away from food. You understand? Now, it's not illegal. There are some things that you can do spiritually that are illegal. As you begin to grow in spiritual understanding, you discover that there are some, you can manipulate a lot of things in the realm of the spirit. You know, when I was listening to one man of God, Pastor Banky, and he was talking about Apostle Paul. He was just talking, and you know, some of those things he says, people that have a lot of spiritual understanding say, you will learn a lot from them. He said that Apostle Paul had so much revelation that he could teach Balaam his trade. He had so much, you know, he was trying to explain how when Apostle Paul said that a thorn on in his flesh, a messenger of devil to buffet him lest he become conceited. That man had revelation. You know what Balaam was doing? Balaam was a sorcerer. He was supposed to be a prophet of God, but he knew the sacrifices to make to manipulate spiritual things. Sorcery is manipulating spiritual things illegally. Yes, illegally. Do you not notice that even Babalawo people do Sahara? You don't know what they are trying to do by doing that. Let's not go into all of that. We'll talk about that later in Word Encounter if the Holy Spirit gives us permission. But I am saying that you can only possess your possession when you have you know holiness. You cannot know holiness until you know deliverance. And you cannot know deliverance if you don't know Mount Zion. What is Mount Zion? Simply put, the presence of God. And the presence of God, are we together? Listen to me, child of God. Now, I need you to pay up. Please, can we try not to be distracted for now so that we can? The presence of God, that presence of God dimension that is Mount Zion, usually does not happen in your quiet time. It happens when we come together like this. When it is two or three, at least. It is that presence of God that we come to, that we enter into Mount Zion. Are you understanding my point? And there is more, you see, the possibilities of deliverance in such an environment is higher than if you are only alone praying. Are we understanding? Because Jesus Christ said, if two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You see, that's why believers that think that they can use Zoom to replace Christian fellowship, they don't understand spiritual things. I've had an argument with believers, so I've been believers for many years, and they think that there is nothing wrong with replacing church with church online. I told them, I said, go and be baptized online. And marry online. And conceive online. Adi? Conceive online. Because there are dimensions of the presence of God that we, permit me to use that word, it's not a good word to use when you're talking about, we invoke when we come together like this. The last miracle service we had, I was trying to teach us the dimensions, what you do with fasting, how you enter a level through fasting, how you enter a level through corporate fellowship. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember. Because you need to understand some of these keys so that certain doors will be opened to you. So what I'm saying simply is that if you do not understand holiness, you cannot begin to possess these true riches that we are talking about. You have not come to a point in your life where you say, no, I can't do this again. And the reason why I cannot do this again is because you understand that you are now for Jesus. You are now set aside for God. There are dimensions of the power of God that will not be able to flow through your life if you are still able to do all the things that you were doing as an unbeliever. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that it will not be as if God is not powerful. It's not that God is not powerful. It's that people don't plug in. Come say, ha, my phone is dead. My phone is dead. See light all over the place. See adapter. But it doesn't plug in. Whose fault is it? That's what happens with many Christians. You see, after you have received deliverance. Now, let me tell you, how do you know you need deliverance? Because there are some demons that are very deceptive. And I'm not talking about the fact that you are possessed with a demon. I do not believe that it's possible for you as a believer to be possessed with a demon after you are born again. But it's possible for you to be manipulated and affected by demons after you are born again. Because a demon does not need to live inside you to influence you. Let me tell you the difference between a person that is possessed and a person that is being influenced by demons. When a person is being influenced by demons, the demons will be projecting its thoughts and its feelings to that person, so that that person can be doing what that demon wants it to do. But you see, when a person is possessed with a demon, the person will not know the difference between his thoughts and the thoughts of the demon. Do you understand what I'm saying? The person will be thinking, for example, if a person is possessed with a spirit of fear, the spirit of fear is a fearful spirit. So that fear that he's manifesting is the fear of that spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not that the spirit is just projecting fear. Is that that spirit is a fearful spirit. Just like if a person was there with a lion spirit. That spirit is a lion spirit. One wonderful drama I watched when I was much younger, when I was a child. They went to the courts in heaven. And it is actually, the illustration is very accurate. This man was a very bad man. He had robbed, he had stolen, he has done all kind of bad things. And moments before he died, he accepted Jesus. And he truly accepted Jesus. So he accepted Jesus and repented. Because if he didn't repent, he would go to hell. Confessing the Lord Jesus Christ without truly forsaking his sin, he will go to hell. Do you understand? Because it's just lip service. No heart believing. And he got to heaven and then the devil said there was a court. Interesting movie. And then in that court, God was the judge. Jesus was the advocate supporting him. The devil was the advocate, you know, against him. Was the lawyer against him. And so the devil started bringing witnesses, bringing witnesses, bringing witnesses. So the devil was trying to prove that this guy cannot go to heaven because he spent most of his life serving sin. He called the spirit of fornication. Do you know this man? Yes. Gave examples of how he and this man, he used this man. Called different spirits. The spirit of stealing. All of them were coming. When he called the lying spirit, now this is where it's funny. He called the lying spirit. The spirit came. He said, do you know this man? The spirit looked at him and said, no. How the devil was so angry. You know why the spirit looked at him and said, because it was lie. So even when they needed it to say the truth, he couldn't say the truth. He still lied. You see, a lying spirit is a spirit that lies. And if a person is possessed with a spirit, he will begin to feel. Have you noticed that one of the ways you know that a person is possessed, different from a person is demonized. Are you with me? Is that the person will be reacting the way the spirit is reacting when you are praying. Come out to Joseph and the spirit is feels troubled. You see it manifest in that person because the person is now one with the spirit. You know, when the spirit of God is in you, you are one with the spirit of God. If you walk in the spirit, and because you have two options, Option one is walk in the spirit. Option two is walk in the flesh. Because you can have the spirit of God and still walk in the flesh. But the more you walk in the spirit and walk in the spirit, you will discover that you will begin to feel what the Holy Spirit is feeling. If the Holy Spirit is grieved, even you will be grieved. If the Holy Spirit is not happy, you cannot be happy. Praise the Lord. So you are the one that committed sin, no? And the Holy Spirit is grieved, but you too, you are not happy. Because the Holy Spirit is not happy, because the Holy Spirit is still inside you. So David will say like, cast me not away from your presence. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy. Because the Holy Spirit was not happy. He couldn't be happy. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And renew the right spirit within me. He said, don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. And I say, renew the right spirit. You see? Okay, I don't want to go into that. I don't have time. Praise the Lord. Because I would have explained to you the difference between that word spirit. It does not only mean a spirit being. In Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. So one of the things that you must, when you begin to find, brought to me, when you begin to find that there are now things in your life that you have stopped doing because you realize that you belong to Jesus. That is a measure of holiness. And that means you are entitled to a measure of power. When God wants to take you to a higher measure of power, He will take you to a higher measure of consecration. Praise the Lord. Yes. When God wants to take you to a higher measure of power, He will take you to a higher measure of consecration. Because that is when and only when you will be able to connect with your resources in Christ. And so if you do not have a journey of consecration, I can sit down here and I can begin to tell you my journey of consecration, even to very recently. I can begin to tell you my journey of consecration. Even to very recently. Because what will happen is that the Holy Spirit keeps weeding, keeps pruning you, keeps weeding so that you can be more fruitful. And you know what it means to prune? You remove a lot of excesses, dry leaves, useless extensions. You cut them off. Prune. And pruning is not really a very pleasant process, but it's a necessary process for increased fruitfulness. When the Holy Spirit begins to, if you do not have a journey of consecration, whereby you know that, let me tell you, you know the way you will know that you have been promoted in the Spirit, is that you have been given new sets of instructions in keeping with holiness and consecration. That's how you will know. You want to know whether you are promoted. Sometimes the instructions may not be that, because sometimes the Holy Spirit speaks to us and gives us instructions. But sometimes it will just be a knowing that's producing a fruit, a pattern of life that is different and that is more streamlined than the former pattern of life. And then you know that you have been promoted. And if you will get in the field. How do you get in the field? Preach the gospel, cast out devils, lay hands on the sick and all of that. You will find that you have been promoted. Because one of the things that consecration will push you to is to get in the field. Now, what is the anointing? The anointing is the power of God. You know, when they put anointing oil on your head, it is a tangible substance that comes upon your head. The anointing of God, the real anointing, the spiritual anointing, is also tangible. It is that anointing that makes you to have all of those feelings I was describing earlier. Those feelings, those nudges, it's a power. It's real. It's a power. Now, that power can flow from you to other people. And that power, you know, there's a power that is within you, inside your spirit, like the wiring. And that one flows out of you through a number of channels. It needs channels to flow. spiritual gifts are some of the channels that will be. We say, out of your belly shall flow rivers. It is a river. So one of the rivers is tongues. Another one is prophecy. Like, I know you have at least three. You. I know you prophesy. You walk in. I don't know. You understand? You speak in tongues. It's a river. Tongues. So at least I know about three rivers that are flowing, that flew out of you. You understand what I'm saying? Now, but the anointing does not need a channel. Like, you know, what I mean is that it does need a channel, but this is what I mean. The anointing within you, you know, the Bible says that you have an anointing and you don't need that any man should teach you because the anointing is in you. That is different from the anointing upon you. Praise the Lord. And the anointing upon you can. People are not ready for this. You are the only one that is ready, and you say you are even distracted. You say, how did I know? I know by the anointing. You see, one of the things that the anointing will do within you, and I'm not just talking about the spiritual gifts, because there are many times I walk by word of knowledge, but there are times I walk by the anointing. The anointing is more invasive than your spiritual gift. So, by the anointing, if I'm teaching here under the anointing, there are things I would just know that there's no way of explaining how I know, but I know. And you must learn how to work with the anointing. So the anointing can move. Praise the Lord. And that power that is, you see, you know, I talk about the power flows through those spiritual gifts. They are specialized channels. But the anointing is that power that is on you. And if you understand how to work with the anointing, it can move up from you and move into a person's life and heal that person. If you have a gift of healing, steady flow, because you know the anointing that is in you does not come and go. That's why gifts are more consistent. That's why you don't have to worship and all of that before you speak in tongues. It was an anointing that came upon a person that made them to speak in tongues for the first time. But that anointing came and remained in them. It came and remained in them. That's why every other time after the day they were baptized, they can continue to speak in tongues. But there's an anointing that comes upon you for ministry. And when that anointing comes upon you, I can sense that anointing. That anointing can move from you, can move through you. And it is that anointing that can do all kinds. So the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, talking about Jesus, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to preach deliverance to them that are captives. That one is the anointing. May we walk in the anointing upon in Jesus' name. Amen. And may we know how to connect and allow the river flow out from the anointing that is within us. Praise the Lord. So, for example, when we begin to sing, what happened that time we were singing that song? It was an anointing upon. So you must understand how to cultivate, how to bring the anointing upon. For example, for me, it will be much easier for the anointing upon to flow if there's somebody playing keyboard and playing strings. And then there is singing. And then people are believing. But if everybody here is just like, do quick, let's go. The anointing upon won't flow. All that we'll be doing will be to try to channel the anointing within. And that will now be dependent on what is the volume of the anointing within. Because the anointing, even though it does not leave, the voltage can be low and the voltage can be high. And what are the things that makes the voltage to be high? Holiness. Praise the Lord. Yes. Holiness, consecration, spending time with God. You cannot say your body is meant for God. Your mouth is meant for God, but your mouth does not lie. Your mouth does not lie, but it doesn't praise. Because the reason why your mouth does not lie is God has been sanctified for the purpose of praising God, the fruit of our lips, thanksgiving and praise. But you wake up in the morning, you don't give thanks. You don't sing songs. You don't praise. So the anointing cannot increase within. These hands, they are one way through which the anointing flows. Because the anointing upon you will also flow through a number of ways. One of the ways is through your hands. That's why the Bible talks about the laying on of hands. Hand that have gone to do all kinds of things. That's why the hand will no longer be able to do things. Touch a woman that is not your wife. Even if it's just pat on the bum bum, you are transgressing. Do you understand? Are you getting my point? I don't know. I sounded very... But you, do you understand what I'm saying? The anointing upon will not be able to flow. These hands. When we lift up holy hands to the Lord, that's one of the reasons you have hands. To lift up holy hands is a posture of worship. It's beyond a posture. It's a language in the spirit. He said, let men everywhere lift up holy hands. He says, let the lifting up of my hands be as the evening sacrifice. Your hand is not a joke. It's a channel. Let me tell you something. That time we were singing and I was doing like this. It was intentional. I put my hand upon him. Do you people notice that? That Holy Spirit, that move of the anointing we're talking about, he was the one that felt it the most. And it was evidence in the way he was speaking in tongues. Praise the Lord. See, my own job, first and foremost, I want you to understand something. This is not my primary place of ministry assignment. Utter, it's not. That's full disclosure. I didn't know that I would still be in utter by now. It's one of the reasons, things that God used to keep me here. Which in his wisdom, because if I had gone, what would happen to the work that early? It's COVID-19. I didn't know I would still be in utter by now. For those of you who know me, it's just last month I agreed to buy small furniture and put in my living room. Because I didn't believe. That's based on every logical human calculation. I didn't know I would still be in this town by now. So I'm not trying to build a ministry. And they say, hey, see that man of God. He has a great following. That's what I'm doing. The assignment I have now is to build people. That's why I will tell you everything I understand. The only thing I will not tell you about any anointing, any manifestation of power I have touched is the one that the Holy Spirit does not permit me to say because you will not understand it. There are some things I tell you now. If you don't understand, it will just become confusion. Instead of light, it will become confusion. Praise the Lord. You can feel the anointing of God move literally from you. I think probably we are going to do an experiment. Amen. But I need a little more faith in this environment. Next time, brother, to me, please, I will give you a biro so that you can be using a biro and pen to write. So that you won't have to write with your phone. It is a serious distraction for me. Praise the Lord. I know. Amen. Now, you can literally, now, if you don't know, you can have something that because you don't know it, and you don't know how it works, you will not know how to take advantage of it. Who was I this? Okay, it was Sam. We were discussing the other day. What's the first day? When we were discussing with Raphael. And I was trying to explain to him that, you know, water baptism, because remember our last Bible study, we talked a lot about water. We're trying to talk about water. Because the Bible says that there are three that bear witness on earth. There is the spirit, there is the water, and then there's blood. And I explained to you blood, why anywhere you see where anybody is doing any spiritual thing, whether in darkness or in light, because in light, the reason why we have this kind of communion and righteousness with God was because of the shed blood of Jesus. And because of that final sacrifice, anybody that you see that calls himself a pastor or a prophet that is killing animal and using the blood is a sorcerer. He's not a man of God. That one, at least most of Christendom understands that. And blood is powerful. Bears witness. Now, I was talking about water. But I've not talked about water. And we're not talking about water today. I actually wanted to continue that teaching. But when you started teaching, you opened a channel
That was where I took that Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17. It was when you were teaching that that message came. And the message of that is that, number one, we must understand how to come to Mount Zion. When believers come together like this, they must be given to praise, worship, and thanksgiving. You enter into the gates of that city. Praise the Lord. With praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. One. Two. Deliverance happens in Mount Zion. Deliverance. People cannot be holy until they are delivered. And one of the ways you will know that you need deliverance is that there is a pattern or a cycle in your life that you don't seem to be able to control. That something else is controlling. And it's not a good pattern or a good cycle. Have you ever been through a situation? I know that this one, there is somebody that is behind you. That somebody does not necessarily mean a human being. But there is this one who is not ordinary. Most of the time, you need to take authority and cast out the spirit. And that happens best in this kind of environment when people of God come together to worship and praise the Lord. It's in Mount Zion when we come together. And we come together, we enter into the presence of God, and then he enters into our midst. Praise the Lord. Thirdly, I talked about holiness. You cannot flow. Possessing your possession, the power, the anointing, the gifts, the grace, all of these are your possessions in Christ. Jesus has paid for them with his life and with his blood. But in order for you to possess these things, you must understand, you must have a walk of holiness, a walk of consecration. You must be able to pick a pen and a paper and draw the map of your consecration. Since you started working with God. In 2012, the Lord said, I should stop betting. Naira bet went off. In 2013, the Lord said, I should stop chatting with girls at night. Sister Lee Sunday, she's a sister in church, but we are chatting. Then the chat will now want to go one way. The Lord said, no more chats at night. In 2014, the Lord said, I should start paying my tithe faithfully. Are you getting my point? In 2015, the Lord said, I should stop watching Game of Thrones and every film like that. In 2016, the Lord said, the way you dress, start dressing properly. Why will you, as a woman of God, be wearing open chest? Do you understand? Why will you, as a brother, be sagging? This is not your pastor that said, though. This is a product of dealing. Sometimes God will speak to you through your pastor. In 2017, the Lord said, you watch film too much. You have stopped watching Game of Thrones and Spartacus and those kind of films. But he said, you watch film too much. In 2008, have we gone to 2018? In 2018, the Lord said, you still lie. You see, that's a journey. Where did it start from? 2012. What was the instruction? Naira bet. Are you understanding my point? You have a journey. It doesn't have to be year. It can be month. It can even be week. But you have a journey of consecration. And let me tell you something. Just in case you didn't know, that was a journey of power. The demons you could cast out in 2013, are now, the demons you can cast out now, 2020, are more than the demons you will cast out in 2013. Do you understand what I'm saying? The anointing of God that could flow through your life and from within you in 2015 is more now in 2020 because of that journey. But let's say your journey of consecration stopped in 2015. You still lie. You understand? Because the journey stopped because somebody told you that once saved, always saved, and all of that nonsense. Your power, all of the things the only thing you now know is speaking in tongues. You can speak in tongues, but there are no new dimensions of power and encounters. Praise the Lord. On Sunday, we preached the gospel to a young man. That guy, we literally dragged him to accept Jesus. The conviction of the Holy Spirit hit him. He got delivered. About 6 demons came out of him. And he was baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. All under 4 hours or 5 hours. My brother, I couldn't do that in 2014. I could not. Eh? Just getting someone saved is enough. Delivering them. See, if you were there, you will know the power of God came there. Abi, were you not there? Were you not there? You were very, you know. You were very distracted at some point. And that really, really affected me for a very long time. Before Bro Yemi started praying, I couldn't connect to the anointing. And if you don't understand anything about the anointing is usually greater than the anointing upon. It's not always supposed to be so. It's usually greater than the anointing within. I had to be using the anointing within. That's why. Like, what you see me doing? It's anointing within things. By the time I said, in Jesus' name, that was anointing upon. By the time the anointing came upon, I knew that the next power that will hit him will fall. Do you remember that time? It took me long. The major hindrance was that this. You know, your mind was not with us. You were juking laptop, pressing phone. That was the major. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must understand the anointing, the Holy Spirit is very sensitive. The Holy Spirit within you is secured. What I mean? Environment cannot affect. That's why you must strive to build the anointing capacity of the anointing within. So that you get to a place and because they are talking, they are watching film and people are laughing in the other room, you cannot minister to the sick because you are only depending on the anointing upon. And the anointing upon requires the right atmosphere. You know, there's something they call atmosphere for miracles. But when you build your capacity within, and there are some problems that you may need the anointing upon. You must have a journey of consecration. What was I talking? I was talking about something very interesting because I want us to end so that we can pray and we can go. My alarm will soon ring, actually. What was I talking about before I started talking about? I started doing a recap overview. So I said you must have a journey of holiness. And for every journey, for every level of consecration, you have a level of possessing of your possessions. The spiritual work is not kalo. There are many people, they don't know, because they didn't know, maybe there was two weeks in their lives where they entered a higher level of consecration, they worked in a higher level of power, but they didn't know how it came about. So they fell out of it and they didn't know. Haven't you been in a season in your life where you worked in some dimension of the power of God, but it didn't continue? Because you didn't know how it came, so you won't know how it will go. Do you understand what I'm saying? But if you want, that's why we have these classes, so that you understand how these things come, so that you can maintain them and grow in them. Measures of power are a product of measures of consecration. He said, if a man shall purge himself of this, he shall be a vessel sanctified, ready, prepared, meet for the master's use. There are things that God wants to do in this earth. Let me tell you something. Do you think God is happy? Do you think? Now, one thing you need to know is that God is not threatened by anything. But do you think God is really happy that in this world that there are Christians, there are tongue-talking Christians, the most successful companies in this world that are influencing the policy of many countries are run the most influential, and I'm not even just talking about money. Money is not for the purpose of buying the biggest car. It's for the purpose of power. The most influential people in this world are devil worshippers. Do you think it is normal? Do you think God likes it? But there are dimensions of that. Amen. There are levels of that dimension of the glory of God that cannot be revealed in a generation that is still covetous. Go and read about Solomon. It was God that made that man the richest man in the world. It wasn't the devil. Go and read the book of Chronicles when they were describing that guy's wealth. You say, come on. They will describe the greatest wealth, and they say, but Solomon surpassed them all. Praise the Lord. And all of these are going to be a product of dimensions of consecration. Why did God make Solomon so wealthy? Money meant, that was not the priority of his heart. So God gave it to him. The priority of his heart was fulfilling purpose. So God added that one to him. What I'm saying is that, brethren, the way we talk about money in the church, if it is true that our God is more powerful than the devil, which we know is true. If our talking about money is true, then the richest people in Nigeria and the richest people in the world should be Christians. It's just an indication for you to know that our fixation on money is an error, is an aberration. Are you getting my point? We have reduced the cross of Jesus to things that Dangote does not need to be born again to have. I've been guilty of that myself. Everybody wants to succeed. Many people come to God because they want to succeed. But by the time they come to God, you must show them a higher way. The Bible talks about the high call of God. Because if you don't show them the higher way, they cannot use the lower way to overcome people that are dealing with rulers of the darkness of this world. Because I hope you know that principalities and powers are also in levels. May God give us understanding in Jesus' name. May God give us understanding in Jesus. May we grow in the anointing. May we walk in the power of God. May we possess our possessions. Let us walk in the understanding of what we have received. I was telling Bro Sam, and I will end on that story. I was talking about water baptism. You know, we need to get our brother baptized and all of that. And he said, I was trying to explain to him, I said, you know, most of the time when people are baptized, they don't know what happened to them. It's usually after they are baptized that they will know the effect of baptism. He was like, why? So I had to show him from scripture that the Bible says, you know, when Paul was teaching the Romans about baptism, they didn't know that you were buried through baptism. He was talking to people that were already baptized. So it's possible for you to have something and you are not appropriating the power because you don't know it. You don't know it. Some of you here already have the anointing. If you have ever felt all of those things I described, hear me? If you ever felt those heat, all of that, that one is an anointing. That's a demonstration, manifestation of the anointing. But what do you do with the anointing? You just enjoy the heat sensation and go? No. The anointing can move from you. Let us pray. Let's rise up. Let's pray. Father, we give you praise. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. Some of you may have abandoned the journey of consecration. Jesus is saying, come back to the way of holiness. Let me cut out the excesses so that I can use you. So that I can use you. In my heart.